This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A group of Alaska Native mothers from the village of Nutok reported on deteriorating conditions in their community at the annual Arctic Encounter Symposium in Anchorage last week. As Emily Schwing reports, climate change means the permafrost under the Alaska Native community is deteriorating and causing severe erosion. The village has been trying to relocate for more than three decades.
The five women took to the stage barefoot in solidarity for their friends and family members who live in Nutok. For many years, the village has been working with several state and federal agencies to relocate the entire community, nearly 400 people, to hire more stable ground at Mahtakvik. It's 9 miles across the Ninglik River. Carolyn George is a Nutok Village Council member.
And, you know, there is no blueprint on how to do this relocation. You know, relocating the whole community to a whole different place. And we did not know how to do it. And it's been taking too long.
There are nearly 150 rural communities in Alaska considering partial and full relocations due to climate change-driven environmental disasters. Jackie Schaefer is the director of climate initiatives at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. She's been working with Nutok for years. Schaefer says lessons from Nutok and Mahtakvik can inform those future projects.
And really, this just shows this is just one community of many that will need to be relocated in the state of Alaska. And if we can't figure it out for a community of under 400 people, there's no way when we hit Louisiana, LA, and all the other lower 48 communities that we're going to be able to figure it out.
In the meantime, Schaefer told the audience the mothers of Nutok are an inspiration. They're going to adapt, she said. In Anchorage, I'm Emily Schwing.
A formal process begins this week in Anchorage to document Native boarding school abuse. The project is under the U.S. Interior Department's Federal Boarding School Initiative. The National Native Boarding School Healing Coalition will conduct 3 days of interviews. The session begins with opening ceremonies Monday at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. 40 acres near Bear Butte have been purchased by an indigenous-led organization in the hopes of teaching the next generation of traditional values and land stewardship. The group's leader says it's also a chance to reclaim a piece of what was stolen after colonization. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's CJ Keene has more.
The Cheyenne River Youth Project has purchased the Black Hills land adjacent to a culturally significant site, Bear Butte. Group CEO Julie Garrow says when reservations are hours from these important places, it becomes a matter of access.
The Black Hills and those sacred sites are extremely important to connection to Lakota people. So being able to access them is critical in terms of raising healthy young Lakota children.
More than that, though, Garrow says reclaiming this space after over a century of broken treaty obligations stirs deep emotion.
Supreme Court already said that land is ours. They wanted to pay for it, and we won't accept it. Is it unfair that we had to buy it? Yeah, it is. But we did what we had to do because the kids that we work with are so important.
In turn, Garrow says they can deepen the well of cultural programming they offer.
We want to teach kids about what the land can offer them in terms of food, medicinal plants. I think a lot of people refer to, you know, even just the plains as, you know, food deserts. And you know, I really don't believe that that's what that is. I think we have a lot of our traditional foods. We just can't access them because we don't have access to the land like we used to.
The land dedication ceremony will be held in private at the end of the month. I'm CJ Keene in Rapid City.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow, a live event taking place April 25th, 26th, and 27th on the powwow grounds of Expo New Mexico, featuring song, dance, trader's market, horse parade, and more. Tickets available at gatheringofnations.com and at the gates.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at AARP.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.